I really think that Jesus came to an understanding of who he was as he lived ever more deeply into his life. That Jesus was on a journey, just as we are all on a journey. And we discover who we are in the midst of that journey. Thomas Merton uses that phrase that the journey of life is really a journey to discover one's true self. And as we get closer to that true self, we also discover the holy, discover God in our lives. So I think that was the life of Jesus. And he grew and understood his ministry and his mission as he lived ever more deeply into it and as he experienced it. So I'd like to share a couple thoughts on our gospel reading today. This is such an incredibly rich gospel. There's two healing stories. One is about Jesus healing the daughter of this woman who comes to him. And then there's the story of Jesus healing the man who is deaf. Two healings. I would suggest, though, there are actually three healings. And the third is Jesus. I think Jesus experienced a healing or a shift or a change in his understanding of who he was in this gospel reading today. Let me talk a little bit about that. The gospel says that Jesus is in a city called Tyre. And while he's there, this woman comes up to him. Now remember, Jesus in his ministry understood early on that his ministry was to the Jewish people. It was to the people from whom he had come. It was to the Israelites, the descendants of Israel, and that was his ministry. By the time the Gospels are written, many decades later, obviously that ministry had gone way beyond just the Jewish people, but had gone to the Gentiles and to the wider world. And so the author of Mark's Gospel knows that the ministry of Jesus has gone beyond the Jewish people. And in this story that's told, he really delves into this experience of perhaps Jesus discovering that in his own ministry. Jesus may have had an idea that this was his ministry from the beginning, but it changes. And today's gospel reading is an example of that. So Jesus is in this town of Tyre, and it says that this woman comes to him. She's described, if you want to look at your gospel reading, I find these phrases to be very rich. It says the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. There's something to claim. I'm a Syrophoenician. Yeah, that's kind of a... But she was a Gentile Syrophoenician, meaning that she was really not from the Jewish tradition. She was not, from Jesus' perspective, she was not one of us. She was an other. She was a Gentile. And she comes to Jesus and says, bows down to him and says, you know, ask Jesus to heal her daughter, to cast out a demon, to heal her daughter. And Jesus turns to this Gentile Syrophoenician woman and probably says one of the most offensive, shocking lines that Jesus speaks in the Gospels. And that line may have gone right over us when we read it. But here's what Jesus says. And let me delve a little bit into what it means. Jesus says to this woman, kind of heal your daughter. He says, let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. The children sitting at the table for Jesus are the Jewish people, the descendants of Israel. What Jesus is saying in this line is, woman, let the Israelites, that's who I've come to, sitting at the table may have the food. We don't throw it to the dogs. I mean, he's calling this woman a dog. You people, you dogs. That was the world that Jesus came out of. But the woman does not walk away from that. What does she say? Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. We'll take the crumbs. And while it's not gone into a lot in this gospel reading, Jesus had some kind of a shift in his understanding. Because what does he do? He heals this woman's daughter. He heals her. And I would suggest to you that Jesus perhaps had a healing in that experience, that he understood his ministry, at least began to understand his ministry, in a different light, opening himself up to the other, opening himself up to the not us, opening himself up to a new understanding of who he was meant to be. So that's one story. The second healing story is this man who is deaf is brought to Jesus. And they ask Jesus to heal this man who's deaf. And I'd like to suggest that this reading is more about, more than just about a physical difficulty in hearing, but perhaps about deafness on an even deeper level than that. So this man is brought who's deaf, and they bring him to Jesus. And notice what Jesus does. He reaches out to this man, and he doesn't say something like, if you were asked to heal someone who is deaf, what would you say? Yeah. Oh, hear, or start hearing. But what does Jesus say? Be opened. Be opened. Think about that phrase. Think about that phrase. Be opened. When you think about deafness, what is deafness? I don't want to hear. You know, we choose to hear what we hear. And we're deaf to what we don't want to hear. And oftentimes what we don't want to hear, we're closed to. We don't want to hear the other. We don't want to hear a disagreeing opinion. We don't want to hear anybody else. We're deaf to that. We're deaf to that. And what Jesus is saying is, be opened. Be opened. And I would suggest to you, whether these healing stories happen in the order they're told, at least the way Mark is writing them in the gospel, I think Jesus is saying to this man, be opened, because I was just opened. This Syrophoenician woman opened me, and I call you to open yourself to your deafness. As we gather together this day, as we begin there's a certain newness in September. Next Sunday, our programs begin, and we move on in our life here together. Let this reading engage with this thought of be opened, be opened, in our own lives, in our own personal lives. Who are we not open to and we can't hear? Who are the others in our lives? Who are the Syrophoenician women in our lives? Who are the people that we're being called to stretch ourselves and be open to as individuals, but also as a community of faith? As we walk this journey together here at St. Paul's, where are we being invited to hear more, to be open more, and to discover who God's calling us to be, just as Jesus walked the journey and the pilgrimage of discovering who God was calling him to be? Why should we be any different than Jesus in this journey that we walk? And so over the next few weeks and over the next couple of months, as a parish community, as a family, we're going to engage in a visioning process. Some members of our vestry have been working on this, and Bill Holmes will be talking in a few moments about what's ahead for us in this visioning process. But it's an opportunity for us as a community to be opened and to hear where God is calling us now, in our time, in our day. St. Paul's has walked this journey for over 50 years. Some of you have been here for many of those years. Some have been here for some of those years. Some have just joined the journey. But we have ever been on this pilgrimage, this journey of discovering who we are. And we are now the stewards of this vision. We are now the stewards of this parish. And where is God calling us to be? What's the vision for us? Where is your energy? Where is God calling you to go forth and reach out beyond ourselves as a community together and beyond our walls as we reach out into the world and transform it? So as we gather together today on this Sunday of our parish picnic, I invite us to hear that message of Jesus. Be opened. Be opened. Hear God touching your life. Hear the other. Reach beyond ourselves, beyond the us, to the other, and discover God stretching us and calling us and challenging us together. May we truly be healed of our deafness and be able to hear by making that first step. Be opened.